You couldn't make it up. English news on February the 6th. On Tuesday, we talked about George Orwell. Yesterday, it was the turn of the WC. Today, we put the two together. We're just learning that the government in England has been putting millions into a nudge unit, a think tank of psychologists who are funded to come up with ways to nudge us into making subtle but significant changes in our behaviour without us realising. The idea has been applied to encouraging healthy and socially desirable habit building. Three examples help to explain what this undercover unit has been up to. Some supermarkets are stacking healthier food in the middle of shelves and at eye level because that's where we're more likely to buy from. The unit's wheezes, clever ideas, also include painting wasps on the back of men's urinals. This is the bit about the toilets. To get people to aim better and urinate less on the floor of public conveniences. The unit is also responsible for making the dotted lines in the middle of our roads closer together as they approach corners to induce an impression of speeding up, so motorists slow down. All very well to have these good ideas, but part of the reason we respond as the government intends is that we don't know about it. The nudges work because they're not noticed. So, what's the problem that will have George Orwell laughing so loud we'll hear him from 6 feet under the ground? Well, the government has now part privatised the nudge unit, which means that we're no longer able to demand to know what it's about by means of the Freedom of Information Act. Furthermore, now it's responding to commissions from the private sector and even foreign governments instead of just our own government's do-gooding policy. There's no guarantee that the nudges will even pretend to be in the public's interest. Even worse, now it's a private concern, the nudge unit is free to sue for libel and use the threat of court action to keep its critics silent. In effect, the government in England has created a Frankenstein monster of subliminal advertising and has now let it loose to do what it likes to a gagged and blindfolded public. You have been warned. So, next time you see a wasp on the toilet, pee on the floor, just in case. That's all for now. Bye.